Nice, very cool. So for how many days did you go?
So we had a total of 2.5 days.
2.5 days, cool.
So we started our journey from Nuremberg in Germany,
Oh wow.
and then we took a bus all together. We rode to Kaprun, and we had a half day of travel. We reached there roughly around 11 or 12, and then we had until the end of Sunday.
Perfect.
So it
So,
was 2.5 days.
do you think there was enough time to kind of get familiar with the concept of skiing?
Honestly, for me personally, not. I mean, I did ski a bit. I learned how to turn and brake and
I
stuff like
see.
that.
Yeah.
But there are also people who couldn't do that in the prescribed time. I think coming from an adult perspective, since we're not kids and we are not able to, how do you call it, learn it as simple as we are kids, it takes a bit of time. So 2 days was not enough.
But that's what I also experienced when I was teaching people, because I was a ski instructor a couple of years ago, and I always had this feeling that little kids, they don't care about the danger. They just go for it, right? Because they're so close to the ground, even if they fall, it's like nothing to them. But I imagine were people nervous as well during the first day?
Yes, and as you rightly mentioned, I could also see a lot of kids in the ski resort, and these guys just fall down and then they're like up on their two legs super easy. But that's not the case with us. We were quite nervous because first time we tried the skis, it was the floor was quite slippery, and then we were really conscious. And then, like towards the evening, we also heard a bad news that one of our friend who knew skiing was also hurt.
Oh God. Okay.
So
Well, oh shit. Okay. Wow.
it kind of increased our anxiety a bit. But in general, I think after a couple of one or two of the falls, you kind of see, okay, it's fine, it's manageable. You just have to be not too crazy.
Exactly, yeah. That's all. Well, what I also learned, that you learn the most from falling, especially in the beginning. And so I was wondering if you guys also, did you get a ski instructor, or did you go by yourselves?
So the first plan for us was to go ourselves. We had a couple of friends who kind of thought who could teach us. But later, I don't know, I think since struck them that, they also were like very advanced in skiing, and they probably wanted to ski, without us interrupting them. That could be one reason. Another is that, it's not like teaching your own kids. We had a couple of colleagues, and they wouldn't really want to make mistakes. So I felt these could be the reasons. At the end, I think they offered to find a ski instructor for us. And since we were a group, it was not too expensive, so we decided to go for a ski instructor.
And how did you find that in comparison to learning yourself beforehand?
The ski instructor was nice. She was this Swedish person. Her name was Maya. She was very patient with us. I would say, like, if I was on her side, I would have gone crazy. It was like 10 people, 10 people who are on different levels. Some of them really good, some of us not so good. And so, you always have to balance between the 10 people, and so, and it's for a very short time. So
Exactly,
yeah,
yeah.
but the experience was good, and she was really patient and was a really good instructor.
That's what I also found important, to be patient, give all your students all the time they need, as long as they have throughout the day. Because as you've mentioned, everybody needs like their own tempo for this. No, but it's really cool, because you mentioned that you've already started turning and stopping, right? In just 2 days. That is impressive. I mean, that's really cool. Because with these skills, you basically have the ability to go to any family-friendly ski resort and try out some normal slopes already, which is really cool. That's really fun. And also, I wanted to ask you, because you've mentioned the falling before. Did you guys also learn how to stand up again? Did you have dedicated, you know, approaches?
Okay, that was one of the most maybe like funny things about it. You know, a lot of us fell down, and then it was a real struggle getting up. I managed to get up one or two times, but even after getting up one or two times, it was difficult. Maybe I was also tired after all the skiing, and then you don't have the energy to pull yourself up. And I think the most important lesson, something that I personally learned, was how to fall. Because I think that's really important. You let go and not really like try to stop your fall.
Exactly. Yes. Don't fight it. Yeah.
Don't fight it, and then you fall to the side. Like mm-hmm. you know, you don't try to fall into a friend like face first and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think getting up, at least you can remove your skis and then get up. Mm-hmm. But falling part is what you have to really take care of. I mean, that's my experience.
Yeah.
I had a major fall, by the way. So.
Oh, you did? But did you hurt yourself? No.
So that's why I said I didn't fight it. I just went down, I think, half a slope.
Oh, wow. So you slipped down the whole thing?
Yeah, I slid down on my bum like the whole way.
Oh, wow. Okay. But was it with the ski instructor?
No. This was on the final day when we didn't have a ski instructor. Mm-hmm. So we tried out a couple of the slopes. One of them was not really blue. I think it was meant to be blue, but it was not really blue.
Yeah.
A lot of people were falling, and then we tried out, so we did half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe like I may be exaggerating a bit saying it, I fell half, but yeah, quarter of it I really went down.
But on your second day, was it right, the whole thing?
Third day.
Wow. I mean, it's still impressive that you managed to get down slopes already that early. Even if some of it was more sliding than skiing, but I mean, from my experience as well, that's completely normal. And thank you so much for saying this, for that, because learning to fall is one of the most important things to do, which I also found. And exactly, falling to the side to stop yourself is the safest thing. Now, very cool, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest. I told you, right, the third day we actually went out with our friends, mm-hmm. and I should commend them. All three of them were like super patient with us.
Yeah.
I think they also like had their fun for the first few days, and the last day they were like really keen on helping us. Mm-hmm. They were so, how do you call it, so passionate about teaching us. So they were really, really calm. And I think that's also some of the reasons why we were able to kind of go down on the slopes on the third day. So yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
I should commend them.
Yes, that's such a great quality I find in people, when they are able to be patient in this sport that they love so much. Because the longer you stay with people in the beginning, the faster they will be able to join you later on the proper slopes. And it can be really fast if you're just patient enough, like you've experienced yourself. And but I mean, I'm so happy to hear that it was so successful for you just in 2 days. Were there any like specific exercises that you found helped you the most, that maybe seemed a bit odd at first, but then later turned out to be very helpful?
I think it's a very common thing in ski lessons, right? The pizza.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's the big one.
That's the big one. So that really helped. You know, at first it was a bit confusing how to do the pizza, and then but I think that might be the most beneficial, easy way of understanding. You know. Pretty much.
Exactly. It's like the basis for so many movements, because then you also use it for turns later, right?
Exactly.
Very cool. Very cool. And because you mentioned that it was a bit confusing at first. How long did it take you to like understand how to kind of move the knees and your feet into the right position? Because it's such an odd feeling, right? When you first wear skis and you have like...
One day, I would say.
One day.
Yeah. Because for me, the main issue was that I was always like, whenever I was skiing down, I was always having my weight at the back.
Yeah.
So yeah, it took me a while to kind of correct my posture and get the weight to the front.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I would try to do a pizza, since my weight was at the back, I would just fall down.
Yeah.
So I would say that took up a bit of time, but once I understood, I think I'm not still perfect at it. I can't, like, I can slow down, but sometimes I'm not able to like fully stop myself where I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say one day it took me to kind of get used to the feeling. And again, like a lot of the effort was also because I was super uncomfortable in the ski shoes.
That's the crazy thing, because there's so many factors at once. Like at first you wear these weird planks on your feet, then the ski boots are something you've never had before. And then all the time, especially in the beginning, you have to just keep thinking about the posture to be perfect, right? And this takes up so much energy. But this is exactly why I have to commend you for being able to already start, you know, turning and stopping just after a couple of days. Because that's an incredible achievement, really. That's really well done.
Yeah, thank you. I thought people learn faster, but okay. It gives me a bit of self-push.
That's only the kids, you know, they learn instantly, but us, you know, with everything else we have going on in our heads, you know, we need time. We need time. Really cool. And when you were skiing up there, did you also manage, because you were in Austria, right?
Yeah.
Did you also manage to have lunch in one of the ski huts and enjoy some of the classic traditional stuff that they offer?
I'm not really sure if ski huts were... No, I don't think that there was ski huts there. Mm-hmm. Let me... I forgot the name of the... Kitzsteinhorn.
Ah, Kitzsteinhorn, so yes.
Yeah, that's where we were. So I don't think there were ski huts. We had this Alpine center where they had a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the traditional Austrian food like the Wiener Schnitzel or something like that. But I did have pommes.
Nice. Perfect. So you had like the... I don't know, the perfect ski weekend, no? Because in my opinion, it's the best when you spend it with friends all the time and you learn something together, especially. That's, I think, and also I think you kind of proved it, that if you learn something together and you're a team in it, it kind of, it's more fun and it goes a bit faster because you all help each other and you kind of see the progress in other people. For example, when it comes to the posture, at first, it's like this weird feeling because you have to push against the ski boots in the front, right? You have to push your knees forward. And this feels very unnatural, right? When you do it with other people, did you find that when you were with them and you were learning this together, was it easier for you to learn looking at them and seeing how it is supposed to look, especially with the ski instructor?
Kind of. I think for me, I'm a bit of a competitive person sometimes.
Yeah.
So for me, from that angle, actually, it helped because I had two people who were really good, who were really like better than what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
While all of the others, we were almost on the same level, you know. So I always looked up to them, kind of, and like, you know, they're learning fast, so probably I could do it. And then we were like competing against each other, I would say, on who learns it.
Exactly.
Me and my friend also, we were kind of having like a war, okay? I see you, okay? You're progressing better than me.
Perfect.
So it was more of a friendly, competitive thing. Mm-hmm. That kind of made it better, I would say.
Great. And it was successful as well. So, I mean,
cool. It was successful.
Very cool. That's so nice to hear that it was a fun time, because that's the most important thing. Which is why I also think that what you guys did going by yourselves and with a ski instructor is great, because you kind of learn both ways of going at it in a way, right?
In a way, yeah.
With the ski instructor, you learn to be aware of the safety and all these basics, and by yourself, you then kind of get the experience as well, which I think is a great combination, especially for like the weekend that you guys spent. Really happy it worked out. Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, probably if we had like one or two more days, and we would have really like skied down ourselves, like probably like to a couple of the blue slopes. Mm-hmm. So that would have been nice. But I should also say that skiing is not it's an expensive sport.
It is, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It is.
Especially when you are a beginner and you don't have all the gear and stuff, you have to rent it and everything. So I would say a couple of days would have like completely dried me up. But yeah, I think that's something that made me think, okay, how should I, if I should take it up as a sport later, because it's super expensive to be in the sport.
Yeah,
you really need to have a passion, actually.
Yeah. It's a big commitment in the beginning. The thing, I know some friends that rent every time they go, which unfortunately is also expensive. It builds up. Plus, the thing which you described with the ski boots, for example, feeling strange or not fitting properly, that's a big problem when you rent. But if you want to fix that and you want to buy some, it can get expensive really quick. Also, in my opinion, which I think you've noticed as well, ski boots are kind of the most important piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. Also, in my experience, when they don't fit or if they're painful, then the whole day is ruined almost. I don't know. I guess if you want to pick it up in the future, what I could recommend, what I found was quite successful for me as well in the past, to get used ski boots. You can try them on beforehand, make sure that... They're all good, and because most people, they go, as you said, as it is so expensive, most people go, I'd say usually like 1 week per year with the family for holidays. So then when they sell the boots after a couple of years, they've only been skied for a couple of weeks. So I guess this way you can kind of offset the cost a little bit. You're absolutely correct. It's a big barrier to entry. It's a big barrier to entry.
Mm-hmm. But I also like one of my friends was saying it also depends on the country. For example, Austria, mm-hmm. I think it's Steinhorn.
Yep.
It's one of the I hope I pronounced it right.
Yeah, perfect.
It was one of the not so expensive ones, but still it was expensive. Mm-hmm. But I think there a couple of them were mentioning ski resorts in Turkey and stuff that are not so expensive, and then. You could have a nice holiday in Turkey and then pursue your passion of skiing. So I think it also depends on where you go and what you want to do. And probably in Switzerland, it's much more expensive, right?
Oh boy, yeah, it's crazy. Honestly, I pay, for 2 days of skiing here, I pay almost as much as I paid for a whole season living in Italy. Because when I was living in Italy for 3 years, I was living next to a ski resort. And when you do that in many mm-hmm. resorts, you have the option to then buy a ski pass for the people that live next to it. So I only paid as much as I would pay here in Switzerland for 2 days for the whole season, for the season pass. And so that's also a very important thing to consider, especially when you want to start skiing. Don't go to Switzerland for the first weekend, because that can be crazy. Yeah, some smaller resorts in Germany and Austria, in Turkey you mentioned, can be good places.
Yeah,
to start.
Italy, as you mentioned as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, so it also depends on the place where you want to ski and
yeah.
So probably combining a day of a week of holiday with ending in skiing would be like perfect.
Is there anything else that pops into your head that you experienced this weekend that you could tell the listeners to kind of entice them to start skiing? Like, what's like one thing that really stood out to you in a like really surprising way?
No, for me, like, I like driving, actually. I'm not a professional driver, but yeah, generally, I like to drive. And for me, skiing was kind of like another way of driving, you know. It reminded me of the days when I started to learn driving, and I used to make these silly mistakes. And in some ways it's also similar that you can hurt somebody as well as you can hurt yourself. It's kind of like that to me, you know. It was fun. It kind of needed to understand yourself, your physical capability.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand the skis that you're wearing, how it kind of does, the shoes. You should know how much snow or slope is there. That's one thing also that I noticed a difference, that it's kind of like the tracks or the roads. You know, it can be icy, it can be whatever. It's kind of similar. You can have like a huge rough of snow, which could actually be against you, because you can just go there and then you fall because there's thick snow. Mm-hmm. Or it could be like too damn smooth that you know, you could gain speed so much so fast. Mm-hmm. Depending on the slope. So yeah, that's kind of like one of the comparisons that I had. It's kind of like driving, and you really have to understand a lot of things, people around you as well. Yeah, so I heard that you use the sticks to blink, you're going left or right and stuff like that. It's a complicated sport, but it's certainly fun. Mm-hmm. You could, you don't necessarily, we said it a lot of times that, you know, you have to be a kid to learn it fast. Mm-hmm. But I would disagree that, you know, maybe as a kid you would learn it really fast, but as an adult you might really enjoy the satisfaction of learning something.
Yes.
You know, getting away from your phone or doing something that's kind of gives you a sense of accomplishment.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Yes. Brilliant. Thank you so much for this point. That's exactly what I experienced as well. And I really love your driving comparison, because same with driving. When you go skiing, you have this freedom, right? Like, once you know how to do it, you can go wherever you want. You know, the whole mountain. Even later on, when you get more professional, you can go outside the slopes even. And then this unlimited freedom is, in my opinion, just the best thing ever, which is why I love it so much. So, my man, thank you so much for your time today. Really?
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me in your show. And,
don't worry, man.
I mean, you are a wonderful host.
Thank you. You're such a great guest. Thank you so much for telling your stories. I'm sure this is going to be helpful for so many people. Thanks so much, and best of luck in the future on the mountains, man.
Yeah, same to you, man. Hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
Zürcher Radio. Wo Studis? Für Studis.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Choose a big television. Choose washing machines, cars, compact disc players and electrical.